This week, we're taking a look at the 2014 legislative session as it wraps up. We're exploring which key bills passed, which did not, and why. One item that did make it through this year was a roughly 4-cent increase to the state's tax on gas and diesel. The law, which takes effect in July, is expected to fund highway improvements for about 2 years and pay some of the bonds being used to finish the expansion of Interstate 93. Here to explain the bill's path through the legislature is Kevin Landrigan, longtime political reporter for the Nashua Telegraph. Hi there.
Hey, Brady. Great to be with you.
This is the first increase to this tax since 1991. What made it possible for this bill to get through?
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing turnaround, actually. Just last year, the state Senate voted 18-6 against any gas tax increase at all. So to rebound in just 1 year and get that many people to change their minds, it passed the Senate by a 15-9 vote. It was really a testimony, I think, to Jim Rausch, the dairy Republican, who came up with this idea to kind of couch the tax in more politically correct manner than just a bald tax increase. He essentially marketed it as a one-time increase in the tax to represent the changes in cost of living during the past decade. That translated to about a 4.2-cent increase in the tax, made it more palatable for a lot of senators' support, particularly because it is not only a one-time increase in the tax, but the way it is fashioned, after the bonds for the widening of the I-93 project are paid off in 20 years, this tax increase would go away, and the tax will go back down to 18 cents a gallon.
Now, that final version is markedly different from what was originally introduced, and Senator Rausch's bill originally had more than a one-time increase.
It did, and it also would have kind of tied future tax increases to the inflation rate each year, which was an idea that the business community very strongly opposed. The other reason this bill did pass is it had very strong support from the business community, which was an unusual stepping up on their part. It's important to remember, you know, we've got Governor Maggie Hassan, a first-term Democratic governor, who during the campaign for governor talked about raising the gas tax or raising turnpike tolls to spend more money for infrastructure. She kind of got hammered on it by a Republican opponent over at Lamontagne. She took it back, I think was chastened by that whole experience, and I think that's why in the first year of her term was very reluctant to support bigger tax increases. The House had approved a 12-cent increase in the tax, and that's the one that went nowhere in the Senate.
Well, one item that is in this bill, which is particularly popular in Merrimack, it eliminates the toll booths at Exit 12, which has been a bone of contention there for a long time.
It has. And the former Senate President Peter Bragdon, who's not running for re-election, a signature achievement for him. Executive counselors and legislators from Merrimack have been trying for more than 20 years to get rid of one of these ramp tolls. Merrimack is the only community in the state on the turnpike system where you can't travel on the turnpike in that town without paying a toll. This would get rid of the northernmost toll in the town. What was interesting about this bill as well in terms of its circuitous route through the legislature this year, I think one of its biggest benefactors turned out to be an opponent. Senate President Chuck Morris, who opposes gas taxes under all circumstances, recognized after this bill passed the House that it was going to have enough support in the Senate to pass as well. So he worked with Senator Rausch and Nancy Stiles, a Hampton Republican, to come up with the gas tax increase most to his liking. He ended up voting against it, but he really wanted the widening of I-93. So his crafting of the language that actually ended up becoming part of the final compromise was a key to this thing happening this year.
Another one of the big voices that we've heard in the discussions over how to pay for I-93 expansion has been Transportation Commissioner Chris Clement. Now, he's been calling for more revenue for road and bridge projects since he took that job. Does the new revenue being created by this tax increase fill that gap that he's been talking about, or is that not the case?
Yeah, it isn't the case, actually. That's one of the reasons why he had campaigned for a much bigger tax increase last year when the House passed a 12-cent increase. The next governor and legislature are going to face some big decisions in the Department of Transportation. There's just no question about it. There's kind of an endemic $50 million operating deficit in the highway fund that pays for the Department of Transportation. So I think this is going to be a big priority for the next governor and legislature when they write this budget in 2015 to figure out how to close this hole, whether to reorganize the Department of Transportation or somehow find additional revenue, whether it's gas taxes, auto registration fees, some other source of money. Otherwise, that department's not going to look anything like it looks right now.
And in the process of choosing the governor and the legislature for the next 2 years, this is an election year. How big of a campaign issue do you expect this increase to the gas and diesel tax to be?
I think it's going to particularly be an issue in the Republican primaries for the legislature, especially in the state Senate, where you had four Republican senators vote for this tax increase. All four, it looks like, are going to have primary opponents. I think they'll come under heavy attack for that. In the general election, I think by itself, I don't think it really elects or unelects someone. But if you combine it with other issues as well, in terms of spending, in terms of bigger government, you can make a case against a sitting incumbent and make him pretty uncomfortable.
It's Kevin Landrigan of the Nashua Telegraph. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.